The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Post-match reaction to Crystal Palace's 2-0 defeat at home to West Ham this afternoon. Bit of a different location for today's. It's being done over Zoom because I'm sitting by a pool and Luke's sitting in Penge. So couldn't get more contrast in than that, could you?
Penge is beautiful this time of year, Matthew. I'll have you know that. Even after 2-0 defeat at home. But a frustrating afternoon, Palace. But it looks like you were enjoying yourself there in the sunny climes.
I found a sports bar just by my hotel, and the bloke in there had every game, every 3 o'clock game live. Unfortunately, he had the Man City Ipswich game on the speakers and commentary, but I made a friend next to me who unfortunately was a West Ham fan, but it was a nice bloke, out in Malta for his wedding with his mates, and watched the game there with a few Sisk beers, which are quite a nice drop of lager. So not quite a Guinness from the Moon and Stars though, bruv.
I was going to say, was there no selection of Guinness there? Have you not managed to find one yet?
I didn't see a Guinness. I'm not sure I'd trust a Guinness there. To be honest with you.
Fair enough. But, you know, £3.45 in the Moon and Stars, you can't go wrong, can you? This is a blinding pint of Guinness. I'm enjoying this. It's softening the blow of today's defeat.
It was a strange game, wasn't it, really, today? Because, I mean, I felt that Palace didn't really get going for the first 10, 15 minutes. West Ham could have been 3-0 up, couldn't they, within the first 15 minutes? A couple of corners into the box. Was it Antonio the first? I'm not sure if he was the second as well.
Suchek was the first header. And I think I said to you at half-time, I'm not convinced by this zonal marking thing we're doing at corners, because I telegraphed that Suchek header from a mile off. I'm not sure how the defenders didn't see it. This seems to be given far too much room, and West Ham are a big side, so they certainly caused some problems. And really, Suchek should have done better in that first chance, and then went to the back post. And the second one went to the nearer post. That might be the Antonio one you were talking about. Obviously, you had the chance to see the replays. I haven't, but I think a worrying opening sort of 10-15 minutes with Palace there until we sort of grew into the game. And Eddie's big chance, obviously, where he needs to be hitting the target, is probably the key moment of that first half.
Yeah, we did go into it. Wasn't the Eze one would hit the bar as well, also in the first half, I think? Yeah. I think my sort of recollection of the first half was 10-15 minutes, Palace didn't really get going. West Ham had two, I think a third chance as well, a shot from edge of the box, I think I remember rightly. And then Palace grew into it. And to be honest with you, I think for the rest of the half, Palace were the better team, created more chances. I think if you swap Edouard with JP with those chances, we probably go in 1-2-0 up. It was frustrating. I mean, through on goal, wasn't he? And the keeper, a good save from the keeper, but I just felt he should have done better at that angle with the opportunity he had in front of him. Jordan Ayew would have scored though, wouldn't he?
It was interesting, actually. I think during the first sort of 90 seconds of the game, someone got a bit heavy-handed with Eze. And I couldn't help think to myself, Jordan Ayew would have got a foul at that. And then there was like the pitch about sort of 30 yards. But those days are gone. Those days are gone, sadly. And perhaps we'll talk about that in more depth when we do like a sort of transfer special in the week, or perhaps after the window's closed. But certainly think we missed that ability to break the game up and give ourselves a breather at times. Saying that, you know, I don't know that West Ham put us under too much pressure. I just think they were more clinical than we were when they got their chances. And the ability for them to make, you know, five subs with players that had an impact on the game, especially with sort of Wan-Bissaka, who came on in the second half, and you know, within 5-10 minutes, was really influential in them getting their goal. Forgive me if I'm jumping ahead a bit there, Rob, but Dimitri Kamada, when he came on, I couldn't help but laugh when he threw his whole body at Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who sort of bent himself around him like a slinky to get past him, and and then they had their goal. But yeah, certainly a number of chances or half chances from Palace in the first half that we should have done better with. As a hit in the underside of the bar, especially.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Edouard one through on goal was, I think, the chance. But yeah, the Eze one was a bit of a special effort and probably deserved the goal actually for what it was from where it was. But yeah, I felt we went into half time probably the better of the two teams, and I was looking forward to Palace coming out and building out the second half. And I don't know, I'm not quite sure they did really. And you've mentioned the West Ham goals. I mean, Wan-Bissaka coming on made a big difference, because West Ham all of a sudden looked like they had a bit of bite on the counter attack, and that first goal came from just that. Was that the Suchet? Yeah, it was the Suchet one, wasn't it? Can I just say hats off to him? I don't know if you could see, bruv, but the ball boy was underneath the advertising boards when the West Ham fans were celebrating the goal, and he did get a bit squashed, and Suchet lifted the board with Bowen's help to get him out, to get the ball boy out. So fair play to them for doing that, to focusing on, the personal matter that was most important, the human element most important in that moment. And hopefully the ball boy's okay and on a serious note. But it was, they just caught us on a counter attack. They did. I think, did Kamada lose the ball? I think he did, didn't he? Up high. And
I'm not sure if he did, but I know he sort of threw himself at Wan-Bissaka. But it was interesting in the first half, especially you had sort of Kudos and Bowen, who were quite high and almost behind our wing back. So you left it to Chaddy Riyad, who had a baptism of fire in his Palace debut there. I think he did okay. I mean, I think he's got to learn a bit more about the physicality of the Premier League. He's certainly not Josh Anderson when he attempted a few crossfield passes which went awry. But then again, nothing really worked for Palace today. But
No.
a huge learning curve for him. I did tell you at half time it did make me chuckle when 18 minutes into his Premier League debut, someone around me had told me that he wasn't good enough and written him off. So that was something which brightened my first half, as to say.
I thought he had a good game, though. I didn't think he had a bad game. He was good. I didn't massively think we missed Anderson today, Nelly Elliman. I didn't think he was a big gap for us, to be honest with you. I think we missed Ayew. I think, like you say, in the sense of winning the balls high at the field. I think we got stung by two balls on the counter attack. JA9. Yeah, he's got the t-shirt on today, bruv. I think we got caught by two counter attacks. I think that's it, plain and simple. And Palace just didn't have a response. We should have taken our chances in the first half. Similarly, West Ham could have been a couple up within the first 10 minutes. It's just the way the cookie crumbles, as I say, the way it falls sometimes. And we came out on the wrong side of it. I think Palace have got lots of learnings to take from today. I think certainly the ability to, well, I think finish chances. I'm not sure that Edouard in that team works. I must admit, I don't think. I mean, I was surprised he started over Kamada based on pre-season and obviously last week. But obviously it was a home game, and maybe we were looking to be a bit more attacking in that sense.
Interesting, Kamada. I don't know. I think he looks quite good when he sat a bit deeper and sort of was able to get involved in the game a little bit more. And I think that was an issue as well today, that we often saw Eze dropping quite deep just to get involved in the game and pick the ball up, sometimes between the defenders there, just to get involved in the game. And I think a frustration for me was Eze's inability to release the ball when he needed to. There was a couple of times where in the second half he took an extra touch and tried to beat an extra man rather than lay it off. I think once Mitchell was free and another one, Muniz, could have been played in, and Eze tried to do that a little bit too much and lost the ball. And I think that's what caused the second goal, actually. It was him sort of on the edge of the box trying to jink around a few players when there was an easier option on there. But look, it just sort of strengthens the argument that Palace need to get more options in the attacking part of the pitch before the transfer window slams shut on Friday at 11. I think that we certainly need to go into the market and get someone else who can create something or provide another option. Talking about which, obviously, Ismaila Sarr came off his home debut. Competitive debut. And looked busy, looked all right. Obviously
Hit the
didn't get
post,
much.
bruv.
Well, it came with this fire,
Yeah, hit
which
the
was quite
post, though.
interesting. I didn't actually know if that was the post or the stanchion, but
Yeah, hit the
yeah,
post.
sort of came off his thigh, and even when he came on within the first sort of minute, 30 seconds, he was rolling, was running around, and made a nuisance of himself. And I think he'd be a good option for Palace, but certainly we need more bodies through the door to coin a phrase.
Yeah, I think yeah, that was one of the things that came out of today. And we've lost a few players in the summer, some of which were squad players, some of which were more important players. We're never going to directly replace Elisa. I think we need someone maybe a bit more of the chaos factor will be good, because I think we are definitely missing that at the minute. I think Eze's a bit on his own in that respect at the moment, and maybe Sarr will produce a bit of that, but early indications are maybe not as much as we might need, just the unpredictability of things. But and then maybe something also in the sort of the number 10 role as well. I know there's lots of talk about a defensive option as well, so we will see. But we'll have to do a transfer special between now and the window slamming shut, as you say, when the yellow ties and the yellow dresses and whatever it has come out on Sky Sports News.
I've got my yellow dress ready, mate.
So yeah, that'll have to be a video special, I think, of the six-pointer podcast for listeners to become viewers and enjoy in the coming week. So we'll certainly do that. Yeah, I think, bro, just I mean, yeah, a few areas need strengthening. I think end of the day today it was a 5-minute spell, two goals, two counter attacks. Disappointing, but not disastrous in the scheme of things.
Yeah, and I always take these early season games with a little bit of a pinch of salt because the squad isn't finalised. Personally, I'd much preferred it a few seasons back when the window closed before the first game of the season. Obviously, I understand that it's got to align with the rest of Europe, but I think these sort of first two, three games are always a bit. I'm not too sure. These almost like extended friendly games, aren't they? With a little bit of a bite, but. I can't really read too much into it. Obviously, two defeats in a row for Palace. Not the greatest start, but let's see what happens once we've got the whole squad together. The manager's got, or the coach has got, the squad which is going to be working with. We need 25 men in the squad. Who knows? Maybe nick a few chances.
Well, also it might spur a bit of action maybe over the next couple of days that otherwise, if we had two positive results to start with, it might not have happened. So we'll see. I was just looking, actually, interesting to see if the two sales in the last day or so got action today. Jordan and I got about half an hour for Leicester, and Anderson didn't even get on the bench from what I can see for Fulham. So interesting that because he played last week for us. So.
I think it depends on when they're registered with the new club. I think it has to be registered before midday on the Friday for it to happen. So, yeah, it all depends. But, yeah, obviously, we've got Leicester coming up in just a couple of weeks, haven't we? So, that'll be interesting.
We'll see, and we may well hopefully we'll have some new players to talk about between now and then. So yeah, so but if you're enjoying a Guinness in the Moon and Stars, I'm gonna offer a bit of all-inclusive dinner in a bit. So yeah, maybe do the Moon and Stars do all-inclusive? Maybe they do.
Oh, I don't know, mate, but what I would say is that buffet doesn't stand a chance of you around. So, yeah, enjoy it,
Give
mate. Enjoy it, mate.
it a good go. Give it a good go. Well, the Guinness, I'm sure isn't up to much in my hotel. So. Yeah, you can enjoy that on your end. But look, anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. At Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, as always. And yeah, keep your heads up because this is just part of the Palace journey. And as always,
Up
up the
the palace.
Palace. The Six Pointer Podcast.